Caitlin Nicholson, a 15-year-old elite dance force student, has good reason to do a happy dance these days. An EDF dancer since she was 4 years old, Nicholson performed well, along with fellow EDF dancers, at three recent competitions in Burlington, Grand Rapids, Michigan, and Alliston, Ontario. She came in first and received a crown for her improvisational dancing in Grand Rapids. "I definitely wasn't always really strong with dance. I worked really hard to get to where I am, and I'm really proud of myself for pushing through," Nicholson told Sue today. She has earned the right to attend one of four dance schools this summer, in New York City, Toronto, San Diego, or Hamilton, and will receive free tuition. She credits EDF instructors Caitlin Pelletier and Christina Trevison with helping her find her passion for dance and perfecting her dancing skills. "They're like second moms," Nicholson said. She said she is considering a career in dance after she graduates from high school. "We've watched Caitlin transform from a very shy individual into a confident dancer and a confident person. We've watched her technical execution as well as her performance quality blossom throughout the years. She takes every single class very seriously. She's earned this spot. She's also a great role model and helps the other classes in the studio," EDF instructor Pelletier said. Elite Dance Force students and their instructors have several good reasons to be proud of recent accomplishments. EDF dancers traveled to three competitions earlier this year, including the Fever International Dance Championships in Burlington, the Energy Dance Competition in Grand Rapids, and the Breaking Bounds Dance Challenge in Alliston. EDF performers were recognized by competition judges with several special awards, choreography awards, and were also awarded several overall high scores at each competition. In total, the EDF team was awarded 89 overall high score standings that included solos, duets, trios, and groups. They were also chosen to receive 41 special awards, judges' choice selections, and choreography recognitions. Celia Higa was awarded the Face of Fever Award, while McLean Corcoran was chosen to receive the Spark Award out of all students in her division. Celia Higa received the highest solo mark of the entire energy competition. 40 scholarships and titles were awarded to students to allow them to travel to dance schools in Hamilton, Toronto, New York City, and San Diego. Senior Dance Joey received the Top Choreography Award in Alliston, out of 500 entries, at the Breaking Bounds competition. EDF part-time competitive and full-time competitive students were chosen by the Breaking Bounds director to receive a $1,000 scholarship. Meanwhile, EDF's 9th annual dance production takes the stage at 2 p.m. on Saturday, May 27 and Sunday, May 28 at the Sioux Community Theater Center. The shows will include over 100 dancers, EDF instructors said. Tickets are still available for both shows and can be purchased by clicking here. Registration for Elite Dance Force's 10th season begins June 9. Auditions for their competitive programs begin June 1. Contact the studio by email or by phone at 705-450-3335 for more information.